Well, the Council for Justice and Peace is a council of the Irish Episcopal Conference, as you said. It is composed of clerical and lay members drawn from different disciplines to advise the bishops of the conference on matters related to social and social issues and justice issues.
Okay, now in the last week you issued a statement on an issue, very much an issue of social justice and common good, in which you say the bishops and the council oppose cuts to Sunday pay. Why is that, or why have you made this statement now?
We've decided to issue the statement now because there are cuts due in the Sunday pay, the Sunday premium pay. And we're opposed to anything that would reduce the pay of the less well-off. We don't think it's going to be of any benefit to them or to the economy or to the common good of society by doing that.
Okay, and this isn't the first time that you've spoken out on issues like this. You know, you've spoken out before and that you've called on the government and the powers that be to make sure that it's not the most vulnerable in society that have to suffer in any new cut.
Yeah, absolutely true. And we've raised our voice on numerous occasions that while we all have to tighten our belts, certainly, and we're not going to go back to where we were originally, when the Celtic Tiger was in operation. But nevertheless, for the good of society, for the common good, we're calling on all people to make the cuts that are necessary, that the rich don't get richer and the poor don't get poorer as a result of this.
Now, you've also spoken out this week about the bonus culture, and you have spoken out about this before when you launched your document From Crisis to Hope. What is it that you're saying about the bonus culture that we appear to still have here in Ireland?
What we're saying is that it's unfair and it's causing inequality amongst workers. Why should people get huge bonuses for the work, for the performance, and others get less well paid, as it were, for doing their work? It is not fair. It's not equal.
And is that ultimately what the common good? I mean, can you explain what you mean by the common good? Is it all about making society equitable and fair?
Yes, and the common good is about everybody reaching their fulfilment and their potential as women and men of society, and we're all for that. In fact, during the week of the election, the council launched its book From Crisis to Hope, Working to Achieve the Common Good. And we emphasise that economic recovery can't be achieved at the expense of the common good, and that the fundamental well-being of each and every member of our society is embraced in that common good. And I think that the proposal to cut Sunday premium payments is a classic example of a decision that would prioritise economic considerations at the expense of the well-being of the citizens, of the women and men in our society, and for the good of our society.
I suppose, Bishop, a lot of critics of the Catholic Church might say that who are the Catholic bishops, or who is the Council for Justice and Peace to be coming out with a statement like this? I mean, people would say that your moral credibility has been diluted. But, you know, what would you say to that? Do you think that there is an inherent responsibility for the bishops and other agencies to continually preach kind of gospel values?
Well, the gospel values have always been there, and social justice and issues around social justice has always been there since the time of Jesus Christ and even before it. It's not new, but certainly in the last century and a half, the Church has put together a huge body of social teaching, which we call the social teaching of the Church. It might have become obscured in recent times because of the scandals and the crisis that hit the Church, which is part of our history, which should never have happened, which should never have been allowed to happen, but did. And because of the media coverage, a lot of the other stuff was obscured. But that's not to say that it didn't go on, and that we didn't raise our voice for the voiceless, and we didn't have great consideration for the poor and the less well-off in our society. That still has gone on, is going on, and will continue to go on.
And Bishop, what would you say, or what do the bishops say in relation to Sunday trading in general? I mean, Sunday is traditionally the Sabbath day, the day of rest, and, you know, in recent years that has, due to pressure on people that they need to work long hours, some people have to work Sunday, you know, Is there any thing in your statement that deals with Sunday trading?
Well, yes, there is. But the fact of the matter and the truth of the matter is that Sunday trading has to go on. I mean, shopping malls are open, shops are open, and people have to work. But that's not to say that that we shouldn't raise our voice on behalf of Sunday, keeping Sunday as a day of rest, keeping it as a time for the good of the family, when people can spend time together, when they can take a break and take a rest. But the fact is that people do have to work on Sunday. Shops are open on Sunday. But nevertheless, we still raise our voice in trying to keep the Sabbath day holy and give people an opportunity, whatever they might do, to be together as a family.
Now, if parishes around the country wanted to link in and with the council and with your statement, where can they link in?
Well, the most immediate place, of course, is to go onto the Bishop's website, which is www.catholicbishops.ie. And that's where they'll get all the various commissions and councils and teachings of the Church. But they could also go directly to the Council for Justice of Peace down in Maynooth by phoning Dr. Nicola Rooney, who is our researcher administrator, at 505-3016. And they would get straight through, and she'd be happy to answer any of the questions that are raised.
Now, one final question. I mean, the social teaching of the Church is very rich, and in recent years, the Vatican and the Irish bishops have been doing their best to promote the social teaching of the Church. You know, why is it so important to promote the overall social teaching of the Church?
Well, I think that the first reason is that because Jesus Christ himself taught it. He was a justice person, and he reached out in so many different ways to those who were less well off, to the vulnerable and to the sick in our society. But the Catholic bishops have always taught what Jesus Christ has taught and worked at, and we continue to do that. And in more recent times, we've raised our voices, certainly in trying to get more people involved, more people to understand what the Catholic social teaching is about. I mean, many, many dioceses, many parishes have justice and peace groups, and we welcome that, we encourage it, and we try to facilitate them as best we can as a Council for Justice and Peace of the Irish Episcopal Conference. But more and more people come on board. More and more people will raise their hands, raise their voices as Christians about the social teaching of the Church, the social teaching of the Gospel.